You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As I mentioned at the start of the show, there is a group of very, very smart people at an institution called Oxford Economics. They've put together a report on the future economic impact of South African Airways. SAA has recently come out of business rescue. They've gotten things to look a lot better than what they did before, albeit a smaller SAA, but a profitable SAA, it seems. And off the back of that, there was a report that was put together by Oxford Economics around what SAA could potentially add in terms of impact to many sectors, to the tourism sector, to the aviation sector, and to their bottom line as well. And that includes, obviously, things like tax contributions and the like there. I'm joined on the line by an economist at Oxford Economics, Marita Jacobs, to take a look at this. She's actually the senior econometrician at the Oxford Economics Africa team to take a look at this report and see if we can make sense of it. Marita, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. Before we get into the conversation, what is an econometrician?
I was expecting that question. So an econometrician, if I can put it in very simple terms, is someone that specializes in economic modeling.
Okay. Specializes in economic modeling, not an electrician for economics. Okay, got it.
Unfortunately, no.
Let's look at this report. It's quite an interesting report because looking at the SOEs is no small task, especially understanding that it's a very different landscape to what other listed companies or even private companies might look like. There's a lot more elements that go into that. Let's start with the methodology of what you were looking for here and what you were looking at when this report was being compiled.
Yes. So our findings are largely based on SAA's current most recent financial results for the 2023-24 year, as well as their own projections for their revenues going up to 2930, as well as their expectations for cargo, passengers, and flight schedules. So that was sort of the base of what we had to work with. And then we use what we call an input-output model. And that shows us how spending, or it's a structure of the economy, showing how different sectors are connected. So through that model, we can see how, you know, what SAA spends and what they do, how that filters through the economy. And then on top of that, we know that SAA, you know, facilitates international trade and the tourists come to South Africa and they meet at restaurants and shops and so forth, who also have a supply chain and pay wages. So that also generates additional GDP, employment and tax revenues. And then we also looked at international trade that SAA facilitates and the impact that has on wholesalers and those in the logistics industry that are involved in moving goods between producers and consumers. And all of that adding up gives us SAA's potential future economic impact.
So definitely looking across the entire value chain of where SAA would have some form of influence or potential involvement, whether it's direct impact, indirect impact, something called induced impact. And we're going to look, I want to look into those final components in a bit more detail. When we talk about the core economic impact, what does that mean and what does that look like for SAA in terms of where they currently are and where we expect them to be?
Yes. So the core impact is SAA's operation, its supply chain, and the wages that they pay. So that's the core impact. And we estimate that the value of that to the South African economy in 23-24 was 7.1 billion rand. So as SAA is going to expand their flight routes to various destinations, we expect that impact is going to grow to 22.6 billion by 2930, and that's going to sustain an additional 48,900 jobs in the South African economy.
Marita, when we look at the state of SAA now, you mentioned, of course, that we anticipate that they will expand. But this is obviously a very different SAA to the one that emerged from Business Rescue in 2021. It's got less fleet, less airplanes in its fleet. It's got less routes. What are some of the assumptions that you've made in looking at this report? I mean, understanding that, of course, variables like a government of national unity or variables like SAA's debt are things that you can only forecast up to a point. What are some of the assumptions you guys have made up to this point when compiling this report?
So as I mentioned, our study largely used SAA's own projections in terms of their expected potential revenue going into the future based on the additional flight routes that they are planning to, for example, the EU, China, or America. And so they have estimated the number of passengers that they could accommodate on those flights, as well as the cargo that they can likely ship on those flights. So that forms sort of the basis of our analysis.
Mm-hmm. And when we look at the impact in the broader sense, so impact in terms of the tourism impact from SAA's perspective, the impact on the aviation sector, we know that that sector has been going through a lot of changes. What can be said around the involvement or the role that SAA is going to play in the tourism space in the next 5 years, but also in getting a lot more travel into South Africa and out of South Africa?
Yes. So one thing that we can see from our tourism impact is that it is definitely going to grow. And the reason for this is SAA's planned expansion to areas where South Africa has strong tourist markets, such as the EU. And those markets typically also have a higher average spend than tourists from other perhaps regional markets. So as SAA expands into these more international areas which attract a lot of tourists for South Africa, we can see that tourism component growing substantially.
Mm-hmm. Marita, you had on the report that at the moment it looks as though there's about 25,000 jobs that are supported by the SAA business, and you forecast that in 5 years or so this will be around 86,700 jobs. How realistic is that given the current employment situation in South Africa? Are those skilled jobs? Are those across the entire value chain, or is that specifically sort of more direct and core impact jobs created by SAA?
No, so that is across the entire value chain. So it includes people that will be directly employed through SAA's activities and its supply chain, but also hospitality jobs as a range of skill levels, those in the wholesale sector, transport. So that 86,700 jobs that will be supported in the future is across the whole spectrum and across a whole range of sectors that have a variety of skill levels.
And of course, with all of these increases, there's an expected increase in contributions towards fiscal revenues and taxes. What does that look like?
Yes. So our current 23-24 estimates show that SAA contributes 1.5 billion rand to tax revenue, and that's again across the entire spectrum of impacts that we looked at, and we're expecting that to grow to roughly 6.4 billion rand by 2029-30.
Well, certainly some interesting insights, and anyone out there that still has that 3.1 billion rand lying around to pump into something that wants to invest into SAA, this might be a useful report to take a look at the potential future impact that SAA will have on the South African economy. We'll leave the conversation there, Marita. Thanks so much for taking the time. That's Marita Jacobs, who is a senior econometrician at Oxford Economics Africa, on the report they've compiled regarding the future of South African Airways.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.